You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 72, Deuterocanonicals and Prophecy. Today's challenge: the Deuterocanonical books aren't scripture because they aren't prophetic. None claims to be written by a prophet, contains predictive prophecy, or contains messianic prophecy. Today's defense: the criterion by which a book is to be included in the canon is whether it is divinely inspired, not prophetic in the sense is named. Further, the claims about the Deuterocanonicals not being prophetic are inaccurate. Books are scripture if they are divinely inspired, 2 Timothy 3:16. They don't have to have someone who functions as a prophet as their author. Luke, for example, was not known as a prophet, but he wrote at least two books of scripture, his Gospel and Acts. Despite this, the book of Baruch is attributed to the same Baruch who served as the prophet Jeremiah's scribe in writing the book of Jeremiah, Baruch 1:1, see Jeremiah 32:12 and 36:17-18. Also, Baruch 6, known as the letter of Jeremiah, is attributed to Jeremiah himself, Baruch 6:1. Books don't have to contain predictive prophecy to be scripture. Many do not contain forecasts of specific future events in the literal sense of the text, which is the sense intended by the human author apart from additional spiritual meanings intended by the Holy Spirit. Ruth, Proverbs, Song of Songs, and Ecclesiastes are examples of books that do not contain predictive prophecy. However, the Deuterocanonicals do contain predictive prophecy. This is true both of prophecies already fulfilled, see 2 Maccabees 15, 13-29, and prophecies still in the future, see Baruch 4, verse 21 through chapter 5, verse 9, Tobit 14, verses 5-7, and 2 Maccabees 7, verse 23, and chapter 12, verse 43. These reflect the same types of prophecy found in the protocanonical books of Scripture. Messianic prophecy is usually found in the spiritual sense of Old Testament texts. For example, "Out of Egypt I called my son," Hosea 11, 1b, literally applies to the nation of Israel, see Hosea 11, 1a. But in the spiritual sense, it also contains a messianic prophecy, Matthew 2:15. The Deuterocanonicals contain messianic prophecies of this sort that are just as clear as those found in the protocanonicals. For example, Wisdom 2, verses 12 to 23, contains a meditation on how the wicked plot against a righteous man who regards himself as God's son. They condemn him to a shameful death, but they don't recognize the secret purposes of God who created man for incorruption. This is a clearer messianic prophecy than most.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.